46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 88. Chapter 4. The New Age Buzz, Christianity and Wanderers. Those who live in most parts of the Western world share a cultural myth in common, Christianity. Judeo-Christian stories and churches permeate our art and literature, and have called forth a vast and incredibly beautiful body of sacred music. People of Johann Sebastian Bach's stature have devoted their whole lives and considerable energies to creating a sacred repertoire which has outlived them, and composers not even particularly religious in much of their music have felt called to contribute towering religious masterpieces such as Beethoven's Missa Solemnis and Mozart's Requiem. The symbols and concepts strew ures of this mythological or religious system meet us in our daily lives frequently. It is part of the furniture of our conscious mind and to some extent the shallows of our deep, unconscious mind. Whether it is still a viable religion, however, is each person's own riddle to answer. Most wanderers have thought a lot about the story of Jesus' life and ministry. The conclusions drawn vary widely, as one might expect. Those of you who say, the Christian's vision of Christianity is not one vision, any more than the Buddhist vision, the Shinto vision and so forth, is unified. Although each entity which calls itself Christian feels that it is a member of a great group, nevertheless, each individual is doing no more and no less than seeking the face of the great mystery of the infinite Creator, just as each non-church-going entity does or does not do. How many Christians there are who have no interest whatsoever in seeking the truth, but are responding to stimulus much in the same way that a second-density animal which moves with the pack follows the leader of the pack, and behaves as does his group. There are the most extravagant extremes, from what Christians call sainthood to what Christians call great evil, within that great body of entities called Christianity. The one known as Jesus knew that the third density experience was coming to an end, and hoped not only for a few to learn of forgiveness and redemption but for all to know the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. The creature which has grown up from this teacher's body of instruction bears almost no resemblance, and certainly no ideological resemblance, to the nature of the community of those who love each other, which the teacher known as Jesus the Christ wished to form. 189. Chapter 4. The New Age Buzz. The simple communal life, with members holding all things in common, was the basic lifestyle that Jesus recommended. Those who had, gave all, those who needed, got. It sounds more like communism than any other governmental arrangement considered in societies thus far, although it does not carry the load of anger at wealth itself that Marxism does. Its problem is that it does not pander to human traits like territoriality and greed. Look around the Western world today and we see nuclear families defending their territory and making sure their lives are secure. The closest lifestyle these days to communal living that we see in normal society is enjoyed by the homeless, as they share what little they have. This is a culturally Christian society, not a Christ-like one. There are many kinds of Christian, from the most loosely mystical to the most fundamentalist. As a practicing Christian, I would classify myself as mystical and far from inerrantist. My practice centers around devotion for an imitation of Jesus. I cannot remember a time when I did not know Jesus. In my child's imaginary playland, he was there and I could always hold his hand if I felt weary or discouraged. I was born into the Episcopalian Church, a say that accommodates mystics quite comfortably. My spiritual advisors through the years have not had a problem with my channeling. Many others in less intellectually sophisticated says have been far less lucky. I would like to comment on a salient point for those who are Christian wanderers, the group worship ASP. When a church body gathers for worship services, as those of you have noted, the congregation includes very devout people and also those who really could not care less about Jesus or religion, and are at church either because it is what is done, or because of business or social reasons. I have long accepted that I do not need to know who is who. I only need to enter wholeheartedly into worship myself, trusting in the faithful few who are worshipping with me. This concept has been the key to my enduring within the confines of the Christian religion, as priced by my parish. It helps me in this endeavor that the episcopal service remains the same, from year to year, decade to decade. The sacred words, the liturgy, flow through my being as familiar and welcomed essence, full of comfort and strength. I can sit in my little seat and drink in, with these dear words of the Eucharist, the very heart of the love of Jesus Christ, my love for Him and closeness to Him, and deep communion with things of the Holy Spirit. I find great aid in the preaching, the music and the discipline of the church year with its seasons of fast and feasting. So this is just where I need to be. I never proselytize. I have put faith that each seeker reading this will be working on his own spiritual expression in his own time. 90. Chapter 4. The New Age Buzz and Way. If anyone wishes to correspond with me about seeking Jesus or becoming a Christian, please feel free to write me. Lynn B., a wise and thoughtful woman, shares, "I am no apologist for religions. I was brought up in a fundamentalist type of Christian environment, and I hated and resented every bit of it. I grew up with a resentment of churches, all of them, and organized religions. I was scared witless with stories of hellfire and damnation and the devil. I was convinced that if I didn't toe the line, I was doomed. I could have just accepted this form of control. All my friends were happy being told what to do and when to do it, so why wasn't I? I kicked and rebelled against every church teaching I could get away with. I studied books from other religions. I wasn't allowing anyone to control me. I wanted to find out for myself what I felt was right for me, and I did this. Now, if I hadn't been brought up in this kick-ass religion, but in some other one which was more accommodating to allow me to sleep a little longer, or perhaps none at all, then maybe I would not have reached the point where I am at now. Maybe I would be sleeping, still. The church, for all I hated in it, instilled values in me which I have not rejected. I kept the parts which I felt were necessary for my growth, and those that I hated were in far, in retrospect, also necessary for my growth. Everything served a purpose. Yes, we may perceive certain negative forms of religion as just that, control by fear, but in this perforder of universe there is some method to the madness. If someone had told me this 20 years ago, I would have been certain they were crazy or idiots. I felt too victimized by religion to see the larger picture. Now I am older and looking back I can see how puff my life has been. The good, bad and especially the ugly. I thank those narrow-minded and inflexible teachers of so long ago because they taught me something I would never forget. Not all of us need this type of teaching, so I am not recommending it for you or for anyone else. It is a personal thing. I am just trying to say that the universe is already puff. There is a reason for everything. Don't judge something by its appearance! I talk to many who love Jesus. Although, I consider myself Christian, I think it is not the only religion that reveals the message of love. I want to walk as Jesus, yet I find that I cannot be narrow-minded to think that path is the only one. 91. Chapter 4. The New Age Buzz. I love Jesus, but I would not consider myself a Christian. I can't relate 100% to any religious group. I pull from here and the dot for there are many more wanderers who have felt the need to leave the church after childhood's end. 175, a philosophical man much interested in metaphysical principles, says, "I just walked away from Unity Church in Bozeman because the congregation said we only want what reinforces our irresponsibility, our lack of relationship, our discouraging. So I felt it best to take my leave, not without sadness, for I know truth. I know the realness of God. And it saddens me to tears so few wish to know." 5. Laura Knight Jadzik adds, "I spent quite a number of years in charismatic church environments, as a wholehearted attempt to find that elusive something that I felt was missing from my life. I experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit and quite a number of amazing audio-visual anomalies, for lack of a better term, and, interestingly, these were what led me out of the church. that under little knowledge. 6. Then there are those who feel they must ridge religion altogether. Ever since I can remember, I've questioned organized religion and searched for something that made more sense to me. I've studied many different beliefs, slowly rigging each one, as something just didn't seem right or I agreed with many concepts, but took great exception to a few. 7. I was born with knowledge that wasn't compatible with my Catholic upbringing, such as former lives, the one consciousness that exists in all things, life on other planets. When I was finally able to accept this knowledge and myself, my life changed rapidly and continues to do so. 8. I would say the vast majority of wanderers end up outside organized religion. My guess is that the main reason is control. Independent souls tend to feel that the church wants to control them, or is an agent of control for authoritarian figures. I'm an extremely spiritual, not religious, person. There is a vast difference, and I have a deep, personal, intimate relationship with God/Jesus and the Blessed Mother. Organized religion has nothing to do. 92. Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz with this. I dislike organized religions because they restrict freedom, including free thinking. Their purpose is to control the people, therefore it's just another form of government. 9. I am not Christian, I don't want to be Christian, I don't like many facets of the religion and it is not my salvation. It is okay, I am not anti-Christian, but it's not how I will live. It's for those who sincerely do not want to control any aspects of their lives, and that's perfectly okay, it's just not my style. I don't feel like giving everything I do to someone else, plus I don't feel and think that my being here has anything to do with the whims of someone else. I am for me. I am me. 10. A word on inerrantists, fundamentalists. Before we leave the topic of Christianity and wanderers, there is a quote or six from the Old Testament which covers why anyone who doesn't believe this or that, or who does believe this or that, or does channel, is satanic. While words are just words, still, condemnatory words are painful, especially when they are coming from a family member or friend. I encourage us all not to urge our belief systems on anyone we know to be a Christian fundamentalist. I have been proselytized to for hours at a time and can attest that this type of judgmental conversation hurts. Avoid seeming to urge our beliefs on others. If trapped by worried inerrantists, my usual approach is to ask for their prayers for me and thank them for their concern. Not that this does any immediate good at getting them off our backs, but at least it gives us something to say when they want a response. Why do they feel the need to change our ways? Those of you who tackle that question, we find that, as is true in any religion, as you call these philosophies, there is much of do-rhine that is suppositioned extrapolation, or a kind of fabrication that tends to hold all the elements observed within the Bible together in the minds of those entities who need each portion of scripture to fit within a neat arrangement as bricks within a wall. Within this attitude regarding the scripture, there is the need for stability and certainty so that all questions concerning a believer have a certain answer. There is little room for mystery, for there is at the subconscious level the recognition of mystery everywhere, which is unsettling to the entities who have recently begun the conscious spiritual journey. 11. It is as though fundamentalists and inerrantists want everything nailed down: what to do, what not to do, what to say and not say. There is a kind, 93, chapter 4, The New Age Buzz of comfort in that, but not one that will ever appeal to the spiritual outsider, who is generally allergic to such tight spiritual clothing. There always needs to be room for learning and growth. Dale Chawley adds, I don't align myself with any organized religion. I choose to lay my faith upon a simple universal law that I had heard the Atlanteans, and Egyptians, for a while, followed, called the Law of One. We are all part of one thing, one single entity, and eternal. We are given free will and should respect the free will of all others. This is the only code or tenet that governs our Orions. Each of us exists as equals and co-creators within the whole of creation. That, I believe, sustains many, many civilizations in the awesome expanse of the universe. 12. This Law of One is a reference to a channeled work, the Law of One, which has come through our group from the Confederation entity known as Ra. UO, another confederation entity containing those of Ra, with whom I work now almost exclusively, says of their channeled material, "We come not to move people away from paths of seeking which are satisfying to the entity. We wish to place no stumbling block before any. However, in many cases among your peoples, those who seek most fervently are themselves alienated from the traditional cultural and religious systems. To those entities, we present a general and non-dogmatic way of looking at creation, the creator and each seeker's place within that creation. By doing this we hope to be of service, by affording those who may need a home, spiritually speaking, such a home. We hope for no church nor do we hope for any power within your world, rather, we simply make ourselves available through channels such as this one in order to present that alternative for those who may find it useful." 13 These entities are sharing ideas, and in no way proselytizing. In sharing the law of one with others, please keep this in mind. Share, but never insist. Myth. As a former librarian, I noticed long ago that religions, in the Dewey Decimal System of cataloging, are classified separately from myths, which are relegated to a decade of the area of social studies rather than having their own 100 numbers as does religion. However, to me they are one and the same thing, myths being religions which current cultures and populations do not any longer believe. In Languages Which Have Been Cobbled, 94, Chapter 4. The New Age buzz together to take care of worldly needs. Good, clear metaphysical terms are sorely lacking. What we do have are the stories of myth, lore and religion, many evocative and mysterious stories that have helped people throughout history think upon metaphysical and divine things. Naturally, wanderers generally have some interest in, or even a craving for, myth. Those of you who say, let us lay some groundwork. First of all, the words mythology and religion should be far more interchangeable than they are. The difficulty is that in myth, there is no judgment between one myth and another, whereas in religion, those of one religion square off with hostility against those religions which in some way contradict it. Thus, we prefer to talk of all paths of spirituality as personal myths. Realize that the essence of myth is to move the seeking entity by its own faith and its desire to know the truth over a kind of rainbow bridge, a magical covenantal span that links time and eternity, that which is known and that which is a mystery. 14 The building of a personal myth for ourselves, then, is that process whereby we see our lives in the light of eternity, and our incarnation as a brief but important effort of faith, gift and service, our own Boji. It is a good way to think about one's life and the journey of seeking. The twin essences of myth are adventure and self-sacrifice. In what is perhaps the central myth of the Western world that is not mainstream Christian, the object of the journey of adventure is the Holy Grail. Let us look at the compelling myth of the Holy Grail. It has perhaps seized the imagination of mystics in a more dire way than any spiritual system. The hero must go forth alone. It must pass impossible tests. It must bring back that which is unavailable, seemingly, and it must do it for the love of the infinite creator. It is, of course, in the journey itself that the transformation of the hero occurs. When the hero returns, this entity, then, becomes the teacher, able to speak in parables and stories, anecdotes that may make sense to those about 1.15 in the absence of an acceptable religious price within conventional religion, then, the wanderer is on this journey searching for the grails of truth, beauty and deity without a clearly discernible awe. When the culture does not identify greatly with any mythical system, then it is that the seeker is challenged to explore possibilities for itself. We find your culture at this time in such a state of flux. The lip service given to the mythical systems of Christianity and Judaism remain. 95, Chapter 4. The New Age buzz current and widespread, yet the emotional involvement of the culture as a whole in this mythical system is at a low level. In this atmosphere each seeker will find ways to create, from a synthesis of various systems or from within the self, a unique path. And this is more and more the way that those within your culture are moving. 16 Those of you who have a couple of suggestions here. One is to choose one story and stick to it, persist in experiencing and studying one system, be it of myth, science, philosophy or ethics, or any system whatsoever to which the seeker is personally and individually drawn. 17 Another is to go through many of them, looking for one that fires our hearts and souls. Another tack is to move into our own personal myths, grasping the principles involved and creating our own myths or paths of price. Each race, each culture, each religion offers to the entities that are grouped within it an identification that makes them who they are and what they are. There are, however, within each culture, each religion, each philosophy, those far-seeing individuals who are like unto the hero in any journey or story, that can open up new possibilities to the people by their far-seeing vision. 18 One thing, for sure, needs to be included in one's personal myth. Let us look at the way of encouraging ourselves to release from ourselves old, and undoubtedly unneeded, and certainly negative, habits. Most of what we have to offer you is a tool called forgiveness. We do not prefer one method of achieving redemption over another. All myths contain within them redemption and forgiveness, no matter how great the error. You may choose your path of faith, or you may create your own personal myth, but be sure it contains a rock-solid foundation of redemption and self-forgiveness. 19 Let's hear from some wanderers seeking their personal myths. Someone once asked me what my religious beliefs were, and when I told them, they said I was a mixture of every religion on this planet. I suppose that is true. I only know that I believe in the Creator, nothing will sway me from that, and that I, much to people's disbelief, can comprehend infinity. 20:96. Chapter 4. The New Age buzz. Searching for truth and trying to belong, I found myself progressing through religions. 21 I began reading obsessively about religion, psychic experience, philosophy and just about anything else I could get my hands on having to do with the nature of reality. I realized that at the core of all religion there seemed to be some kind of universal truth which had been expressed differently by other cultures. At the heart of it all was something called God. 22 Those of Latwia tell us of the rules of the road beyond all study of myth, the style and attitude with which we may journey and seek the most skillfully. It is a good thing in your mind to allow the various myths and legends about the seeker's journey to evaporate from your minds, and to cease expecting and anticipating your journey's next day, your experience's next hour, for you are creatures of the moment and the journey lies within. And so, my friends, we suggest that you toss concern about your own sincerity to the wind and sing the songs of joy that are in your heart at this moment, or turn your face to the wind and moan and cry if that be your lot. Accept joy and sorrow as if they were the same thing. Accept the rocky place and the oasis as if they were equal gifts, for these are your home. You shall learn comfort in suffering, and you shall find the undertones of sadness in the most joyful moments, for that which is within you is whole and entire. You are not an experiencer of isolated events or a chronicle of segmented stories, but rather eyewitness to a present moment which this illusion shall suggest to you often to be more than one thing, longer than one moment, fragmented and broken. Yet if the road goes on forever, how can it be fragmented? 23 Whatever our way of seeking our personal myths, it is important to do it daily. We would suggest very strongly that it is well if there be an altar or holy place, small as it may be, within the dwelling or close to the dwelling that may be dry from the weather and accessible in all temperatures so that one may go there and meditate each day, to feel that place within that hungers for heavenly food. 24:97. Chapter 4. The New Age buzz, New Age guilt. Before we leave this gaze at the New Age self and turn to take a look at the New Age itself, I want to talk about a very bad habit of New Age healers and people in general to some extent, their tendency to judge themselves and others if they have any sort of disease or imitation. As one with birth defects and a lifelong history of health concerns, I am most familiar with it. Complete strangers have repeatedly written to or called me with lures about what I should be changing in my thinking and price in order to become well. In 1992 I went through rehab and recovered from the wheelchair and hospital bed in which I had spent 1989 through 1991 to a far more fully vertical life. Part of the rehab was a 3-week course in pain management. Learning how to evaluate and manage my own chronic aches and pains was a tremendous skill to learn, and I recommend it to anyone who is having substantial difficulties functioning normally, whether by disease or simply getting older. I also felt then, and feel now, that prayers to Jesus Christ, and the prayers of many other human beings were part of my healing. Today I know extremely well that my situation remains fragile, for I receive injuries from the tiniest causes. However, if I end up bedbound again, I shall still refuse to feel guilty. In good health or poor, we are who we are, and doing our best. That is always enough, metaphysically speaking. So to all of us, do our best, let that be enough, and don't take the new age guilt in. As we are working upon our personal myths, bridge those aspects where self-discipline evolves into self-judgment and judgment of others. 254, a woman who remembers coming from a planet called Marker, reports, "Just recently, 6 months, I saw a psychic for the first time. I went to see her about nothing in particular. She really started to scold me. I felt like a naughty child. 25, that's the feeling, exactly. And many of us don't even need outside voices in order to take on new age guilt. It's a job easily done by the self. Those of you who say, do not be beaten about by your own feelings of guilt. Rather, see them as opportunities to do work in consciousness, to forgive the self for being human, to analyze the situation to see whether or not the guilt is produce, to work upon releasing that guilt if it has not been produce, to work upon using that guilt in the highest and best way if there still is something that one can see to be done. Above all these considerations, above all manifestation and illusion, the reality, as far as 98, chapter 4, the new age buzz we know, is the profound working of Pafayan, love refled in love, moving through each instrument that is a soul of a person and out into the world. As you receive your catalyst, bless it and break yourself open to receive it with the most love of which you are capable in a stable manner. Do not move yourself beyond that which you can do without damage to yourself. Do not ask that which you are not ready for of yourself, but rather be sensitive to the opportunities that these negative feelings, so-called, of guilt, bring rise to. 26. Doomsday riffs, catastrophe and Armageddon, UFO conspiracies and doomsday scenarios litter the new age literature and mindset, and have done so for decades, to my personal knowledge. When I began doing the UFO meditations with Don Elkin's group in 1962, there were several prediens of doom swirling around, scheduled for 2 or 3 years down the road. This has been the case ever since then. Say those of you, as one moves over the threshold into the unconscious and deeper within the memory, one passes through a level at which the earth changes, as they are often called, strike a chord with humankind's fear of not continuing. When there are fascinations with Judgment Day, Armageddon, or conversely the New Age, the Second Coming, and so forth, we would suggest that, archetypically speaking, one is gazing at the self, gazing at death, the death of the personal self, for each knows that it is physically a creature of dust. It is made of earth, and that bone and sinew that moves this vehicle about shall one day again be dust. 27. Fear of one's mortality is normal. Clearly, death is both inevitable and ever unwished for. My feeling is that this basic fear is the root of much of the fear of catastrophe in the outer world. Here are expressions of it: I'm really having a tough time with this. I think you and I both know it's going to get worse. My senses are becoming more and more acute, and regardless of how hard I try to keep myself grounded and shielded, some of the fear still seeps through. 28. My advice to other wanderers is no advice. I wish them well, but feel it may be too late. It would be especially nice if I were wrong. 29. Chapter 4. The New Age buzz. These prediens of catastrophe have solid historical antecedents, Nostradamus, for example. A Meditation Circle member asked Yuo about Nostradamus in 1986, and they responded, "The entity of which you speak was one to whom information was transmitted in the form of visions, which then this entity sought to transmit or capture in words that would then be preserved for use by future, as you call them, generations. This information, which was transmitted and perceived as the series of visions, was one point of viewing of one potential within the consciousness of this particular planetary influence. It is by no means the only potential.